821 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. In the studio with us from the
Frederick Bicycle Coalition
is Andrew, Tom, and Roger. And gentlemen, first of all, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. I was the reason why I called, so I can see Andrew a little bit, talking about this, the proposed Monocacy Crossing Trail was the first thing. That's my main issue that I want to talk about. But I want to talk a little bit about biking in general in Frederick County. It seems like it's taking off. Of course, now that I started riding myself, and I'm not a very good rider, but okay. I do enjoy it, and I pass a lot of people. I live out in the Woodsboro, Walkersville area, and I'm on one of those, you know, the trails that everybody, you know, Dublin Road and sure. Devil Piss Bridge Road. So I'm always getting over for bicyclists. Is bicycling really taking off in Frederick County?
I think Frederick County is a hotbed for cyclists. We have some of the best roads in the state of Maryland. The covered bridges, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. out that way. Is the most celebrated road route.
The hills.
In the state. You've got some great gravel roads. You've got some great mountain biking. And you've got the downtown district that's it's a good commutable. Viewing bikes as a method of transportation, downtown works very nicely as well.
Then, of course, you've got the C&O Canal, which is a little bit further away. And
absolutely, yeah. It's a tremendous resource, 185 miles of flat, shaded path.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily easy, though.
Well, flat means you're always pedaling. So.
That's right. And don't we have, I mean, I heard if you go up like Gambrel Mountain and some roads like that, isn't there like a, isn't that some, they use that for actually training for the Tour de Force or Tour de France and stuff because it's so really steep hills?
I have heard of some professional cyclists that train out on those hills because they are so challenging.
So what was the purpose? Let me ask a little bit about why what's the genesis behind the Frederick Bicycle Coalition?
Go ahead. We saw a need to consolidate the voices of cyclists in the county. Roger and I, in the very early days, Frederick Bicycle Coalition has been around about 9 years.
About 9 years.
We were always going to meetings just as private citizens and members of the business community, going to the meetings that the city and the county would have involving bike ped infrastructure and improvements. And we'd see a lot of the same faces at these meetings that were interested, you know, some runners, some riders. And we wanted to do our part to consolidate the message and try to help with those improvements.
All right, so how big is the group then nowadays?
Membership, Andrew, what are we?
I think just over 350 members right now.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the Monocacy Crossing Trail then, the genesis behind that as well.
So we saw a real need getting out of the city or getting into the city when you're headed north. The roads are not pleasant for cyclists or runners or pedestrians. So that corridor really needs a better link. We've also were approached by the Grand History Trail people, and they are trying to organize a large historic bike ped loop where you can hit all the many of the historical points from Monticello, headed north, you know, through D.C. and everything.
Just to clarify about the roads. So the roads in the county are great. The roads in the city are fun and friendly to ride on, too. But there aren't too many safe linkages between them. And that's kind of what the Monocacy Crossing Trail is going to provide for riders in the county and in the city, is a safe way to get between the two. There's very, very limited paths out that are bike-friendly.
They have the bike lane there on 26 right there by the Walmart interchange, and I'm thinking, I don't know who's going to be crazy enough to ride in that, but have you really?
Hand up, yeah, I've done that, and it's kind of a suicide gamble, even at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So, drivers, as you're going over that bridge, please watch out. There might be some cyclist out there who got lost trying to make his way back to the city.
But yeah, the Monocacy Crossing Trail is not just for cyclists. There's also dog walkers and runners, people who just want to take a stroll. It's for commuters, people who perhaps live in the Walkersville or northern area and they want to ride their bike to work in the city or any place down around Frederick. All you have to do is eventually get on this trail, and it's going to follow the Walkersville Southern Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to replace the Walkersville Southern Railroad. In fact, they're in favor of it. It'll simply run right alongside of it, and it'll be a safe way to move from one area to another.
So if we're doing that, then, so if it runs that direction, then you're going to be crossing where? You're going to run it along the Monocacy, then Boulevard, by State Farm and stuff? Because that railroad ends right there, you know, like if you're going past the Lowe's and stuff like that.
Behind Wegmans.
Behind Wegmans. So
it's,
you're just
it's
gonna...
no longer active rail line. So
right.
In the city, the trail will remove the rail. So it will not be a rails with trails. It will be a rail to trail conversion. And that starts roughly at Family Meal and ends at Wegman. Or, I'm sorry, ends at Warman's Mill Community.
Okay.
So that's the city's task. Phase one is supposed to go into construction this summer, which is Family Meal to 26, as I understand it. Our Monocacy Crossing Trail is extending north from the Warman's Mill Community up to Heritage Park.
Okay. It crosses the Monocacy
and then
goes
to Walkersville.
And where does that? So then, we got to take a break and we'll find out exactly where that does cross. And then, are we going to build a bike bridge to get across it? We'll answer that question when we come back. And if you've got questions, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Katie Ryan, time to get on your bike. It's going to get warm, and let's go pedaling. At least, no, not in traffic. Don't do it. Not in traffic, Katie.
No, but I love going bike riding.
Do you?
930 WFMD.
It's the Morning News Express at WFMD, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Andrew Stinton, Tom, and Roger from the Frederick Bicycle Escape are here, and we're talking about the Frederick Bicycle Coalition and the proposed Monocacy Rail Trail. I guess that's what I'm calling it, Monocacy Crossing Trail, whatever you call it. But we got some people on the phone that want to talk to you. Well, some of them hung up. And so I think it's Alex on the phone. Alex, is this you?
Yep. I had a question as to whether or not they had ever thought of using the old Hagerstown to Frederick trolley line to Thurmont as a rail to trail.
Absolutely. We have thought of that. I think it would be a phenomenal project. It actually came up at a meeting with Maryland Department of Transportation a couple of weeks ago, so that is definitely on the radar and would be a very valuable link.
Answer your question?
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. Anybody else? 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Another question that a guy called, and I'll ask it for him, was, and I don't know if this will ever happen, he said, will the trails and stuff, will there ever be enough trails to get bicycles off the road? And I think that answer is probably no. People like to ride on the road.
That's true, and I would say that's not even the goal. The goal is to give people the freedom to make the choice of what's best for them to get to, you know, to and from work safely, or to take their children out for a ride or a run, to walk the dog, what have you. Sometimes the road is the obvious choice, sometimes it's not, but that would be on the individual.
So one of the things that we were talking about and part of the Monocacy Crossing Trail, and that is trying to get across the Monocacy. That's going to be tough to do. Are we looking to try to find funds to build a bridge? And then in those funds, are we looking at just having it to be public funds, or are we looking at public-private partnership, or are we looking at just maybe private funding?
The lion's share would be through grant funding.
Okay.
We also met with MDOT, and I believe, and I might be a little off on this, but 80% of the funding that is linking Ballinger Creek to the CNO Canal was through grants. And there's a decent amount of grant funding out there, so it would be grant funded.
Do you believe that, Andrew, that maybe we have to grab this quickly? Because I think that with the current administration, looks like they're going to be trying to cut a lot of the budget. And if that happens, then your budgets for your states are going to be gone, and things like this might fall by the wayside.
So these types of things generally are always competing for funds. And what we saw at recent meetings, state level, there are a lot of other projects that are proposed out there that are competing with us. So I think that's one of the reasons why measuring the public interest, knowing that Frederick community, the broader Frederick community is a very bicycle-friendly community, I think we're well positioned within the state against some of these other projects to capture that public interest and you know, put it in paper, quantify it, and say, here's the number of our population that thinks this is a great idea, and here's why this project over others should be funded first.
What are we looking at in a time frame to get something like this done?
That's good. Too early. So. Yeah, this is not a project that would happen, you know, overnight or within the next 5 years. It'll take some real time.
It just so happens, though, that on April 11th at 6:30...
Lean into that microphone a little
sorry.
Bit.
April 11th at 6:30 at Winchester Hall, there's going to be a bicycle pedestrian discussion of the master plan. And if I have my dates and times right, everyone is welcome to that meeting.
We have an event on Facebook for that, for our on our Facebook page.
Frederick Bicycle Coalition's Facebook page.
Frederick, okay. Yeah, okay. And at that meeting, people can share if they think this is a good idea or any alternate ideas that go along with it. But so far, we have had virtually 100% people in favor of the Monocacy Crossing Trail. It just makes sense because it's a connecting link to a trail that Frederick City is putting in, as Tom just talked about. So it links Frederick City with Frederick County. And because it's not just a piece or a segment of something that goes nowhere, this is actually a connection. It's not a beltway, but it's maybe a 270 or something, or a 70, as far as like a road would go, an opportunity just to travel, move, and...
And so this is, since this will already be beside like a train tracks, so you don't have to, one of the things that I worry about, I know that there was a conversation about other part of this trend. I think this is where this conversation came from, is how big do you make it and how much you're going to have to buy the land from other people? Or are they going to have to donate the land, or is this all going to be on?
This would be on the easement of the railway.
Okay.
And again, Walkersville Southern Railroad is a huge supporter of this project. So that's, as Andrew accurately pointed out, you know, with grant funding, you're always competing with other regions and other projects. The attractive thing about the Monocacy Crossing Trail is that we have that corridor already created.
We don't have to buy any private land. There's no land negotiations. There's no eminent domain discussions, none of that.
Right.
This is all on a state-owned right-of-way already.
Correct. And there is no, the county has a policy, they will not take any land for a path. So okay. That's one of the, you know, concerns. We always try to listen to everyone's concerns that they may have. And that has come up, and that is not a reality of this project.
Let me take a break, and we'll come back. We'll finish this up when we come back on the Morning News Express, because we're not all biking. Some of us got to hoof it on a car this morning to get to work this morning. With a look at your 9:30 WFMD traffic for Mid-Maryland commuters, Katie Ryan's got all the details for you this morning.
Hi, this is Dawn Wells, Marianne on Gilligan's Island. When I'm in Frederick, I never listen to Bob Miller.
It's the Morning News Express, wrapping up our conversation with our friends from the Frederick Bicycle Coalition, and we're talking about the trail. Now, the Monocacy Crossing Trail also has, you guys have on your website, a survey to talk about the trail itself, right?
Yes.
All right, tell us, that link is on, and what are you asking about that?
So you can go to bikefrederick.org /MCT. And you can read a little bit about the trail. There's a little description there. There's a map that kind of shows where we're proposing the trail would go and how it would tie into the city's trail. And then there's a link to our survey. Now, our survey is a public interest survey. We're just trying to measure and quantify how many people in the area are interested and would like to see this trail become a reality. We're going to use that when we go and talk with government officials about this project.
So far, we've had 604 responses, 98.7% support the trail. Diverse user group, 92% would use it for cycling, 53% for walking or running, 26% for walking the dog, 6% just put other.
Would the trail be, I mean, would it just start off like the towpath, or would you try to pave it?
So we haven't kind of made any decisions about what the material would be. That's kind of subject to availability of funding.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing that we like to point out, though, about this trail that isn't on the survey. There are 2,500 students attending the three schools in Walkersville, and this trail runs right adjacent to all three schools. So this would be a huge value to that population. And if you're a parent and you have a student that attends at school, we'd like to see you take that survey and let us know.
Additionally, that can be another source for funds through Safe Routes for School. There's funding out there for trails linking to middle and elementary and middle schools.
Well, let me see if I got somebody on the phone here. Good morning, WFMD. You're live on air. Who's this, please? Good morning, WFMD.
Good morning. It's Gary.
Gary, how are you?
Pretty good.
What's on your mind, my friend?
Well, I noticed most of the conversation is about how much it's going to cost to build the trail and stuff. But, like, along the CNO and other trails, it seems to bring in a lot of commerce for restaurants, hotels, and stuff like that. And I think it would be a big plus to the county if we eventually do a really well-developed trail.
Well, but I agree with you, but the problem is that a really well-developed trail takes some really well-developed capital to be able to do that, and that's, you know, it is a probably your biggest obstacle right now, correct, guys?
Yeah, it's in that way, it's a bit like any other infrastructure project, whether it's a road or a bridge or, you know, any other infrastructure. You spend the capital up front to build it, and then you benefit from it as it, you know, becomes an asset to the community. It makes your community more more appealing for people to move into. People like walkable cities. There's a movement not just in Frederick but across the country to have more walkable cities and to have trails like this, safe routes that allow pedestrians and bicycles to get where they're going. So it will have a definite and measurable economic value to the community.
For sure. And the interesting thing is when we met with MDOT, the funding, they just didn't bat an eye at their confidence that they could get grant funding to fund the majority, 80% or so of this path. To the caller's point, yes, it does bring commerce. A great example would be the Great Allegheny Passage. Tremendous economic boost to those communities there, and we've seen that all over the country.
I've personally spent about $500 along the Great Allegheny Passage.
I wish I would have found that.
Oh,
I think I lost $20 at the CNO Canal the other day.
In fact, one of the survey questions is, would you be inclined to spend money while using the trail? And the overwhelming percentage said that they would spend money. It was in the 90s. I'm looking for the it was 90%.
Well, I think the biggest obstacle, and we'll have to wrap up here, is going to be the bridge or whatever takes you over the Monocacy River.
For sure, yeah, it would have to be a bridge.
Yeah, that's your biggest obstacle. Other than that, you can get, you know, I can get Kirby DeLauder in there with a bulldozer and just start bulldozing a path for you, and that, you know, and then get somebody in there and put some gravel down, and then you've got a path.
Yeah,
and
crushed stone is very reasonable, and also a desirable surface for cyclists, and we want
it's fairly cheap to maintain too.
Volunteers can maintain that easier than asphalt. We're not pushing for crushed stone. We are definitely open to it. We're also open to asphalt.
Yeah, I'm more inclined for asphalt myself. It just makes it easier on me. So, and
sure,
you know, everybody else wants to walk and make it a nice little lovely trail. So,
mm-hmm.
If people want to find out more about what you guys are about,
BikeFrederick.org.
BikeFrederick.org. Thank you guys for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the conversation.
It's the Morning News Express. We'll throw that link up on our website to their website so you can take the survey yourself. It's the Morning News Express, 850 at WFMD.